paper before the
No, after.
Yud Aleph Tevis, 19th of December, Rabbi Minyom and Haman, Kvias Mokrim Litzvila.
Great pleasure to be back here again to be part of this amazing program. Yesterday was Asara B'Teves when we commemorate the siege of, one of the things we commemorate is the siege of Yerushalayim, which eventually brought to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The focal point of the Beis HaMikdash obviously was the bringing of the Korbanos, which after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash we don't have anymore. And the avodah which we do have in place of the Korbanos is Tefillah. I would like to discuss this morning one of the halakhos of tefillah, which in fact has a lot of shaykhus to the korbanos, and more than one would have thought. The halakha I would like to discuss is the halakha of kviyas mokum the tefillah, the importance of davening continuously in the same place. Every day one should daven, preferably if one is able to, in the same place. And this is a halakha which is a gemara in Brochus, and it's explained by the Rishonim, brought in the Poskim, the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and it's commented on by the Poskim. I would like, Be'ez Hashem, in the short time available, to go through the whole sugya quickly from the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Halacha, and if there's time, to discuss the Shailot which are discussed in the Poskim today. The Gemara in Brachas, Davov, tells us as follows. Hakaveh mokum l'tfilos, somebody who fixes a place for tefillah, ha'yehu k'talmido shel Avraham Avinu. He's considered like a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. When he's Nifter, they say about him, Aye Chosid, Aye Onov. Where is this Chosid gone? Where is this Onov gone? He's disappeared. He's left us. And the Gemara brings what we see from Avraham Avinu. There's a pasuk from Avraham Avinu says, Vayashkim lemokem ahu. In Sodom, we know, everybody knows the first time he heard that Sodom was going to be destroyed, he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After it was destroyed, there's another pasuk over there when Lot was on his way back with the Malachim. There's another pasuk over there by Yashkim Avraham leMokum Sha'amad Sham. He went and got up to the place where he was originally. The Targum over there says that he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Presumably, he was davening now for the Lot should be saved. And it says leMokum Ahu, the same place that he davened the first time when he was davening to save Sodom. So the Gemara learned out from there that there's an importance of davening in the same place. There are three points which are unclear in the Gemara, and they are as follows. Firstly, what is exactly is involved in being kaveh mokum the tefillah? The Gemara just says, ha-kaveh mokum the tefillah, the Gemara doesn't explain when, how, who. The Gemara just says those three words, ha-kaveh mokum the tefillah, it's very vague. Secondly, what is exactly the importance of being kaveh mokum the tefillah? What's so important about davening in the same place? Does it make a difference if one day I daven here, one day I daven there? I'm davening. What's the difference where I daven? And secondly, and thirdly, why does somebody who, in fact, does daven in the same place, why does he get this accolade of being Aye Onov and Aye Chosid? He's called an Onov and a Chosid. And a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, it must be something very, very special indeed that he actually called a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, an Onov and a Chosid. Be'ez Hashem, we'll try and discuss these points. So, what does it mean, HaKaveh Mokum L'Tefillah? There's a Rabbeinu Yoina on that Gemara, and he says as follows. He says, the Gemara is not discussing somebody davening in the same seat in the shul. Somebody goes to a shul every day, the Gemara doesn't mean he has to daven in the same seat in that shul. Sorry, before we go any further, I'd like to just to point out that the Shulchan Aruch says in Mefurash that even though it's very important to daven in the same place, but this is not a halach which is ma'akev in tefillah, it's preferable. And, b'mokum ha'tzoyach, it's not necessary. Mitzvah. Somebody has a mitzvah to do. There's some other reason why you might have to daven in a different place. It's perfectly mutter to daven somewhere else. It's preferable to daven in the same place, but if there's a tzoyach or a tzoyach mitzvah, there's no need to daven in the same place, and everyone should ask their poisek thereof what exactly is considered a tzoyach, what's considered a tzoyach mitzvah. Okay, let's go back to the Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, we're not discussing somebody sitting in the same place in the shul. He says, somebody who goes to a shul, that shul is a mokum tefillah, it's fine, he can sit wherever he wants. The Gemara is discussing somebody who, for whatever reason it is, occasionally has to daven at home. When you're davening at home, you should put aside one corner of the house, and that should be the place you daven. Whenever you're davening at home, you should daven in that corner of the house. That's what it means, HaKaveh Mokum LeTefillah. But when you're davening in shul, that's fine, daven wherever you sit, wherever you want, whichever shul you want to go to. And that's called a Mokum LeTefillah. When you're davening at home, you should set aside one corner of the house, one specific place. This is where you daven. Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't explain to us, Mefurish, what's the milah, why in your house you need a special place and in the shul you don't. It would appear that the explanation of the Rabbeinu Yehuda is according to a Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes on this Gemara over here said a very interesting svar. He says we know a shul has a kedusha because it's a mokum tefillah. So the kedusha in the shul was produced by the fact you have a ribui mispalalim. You have a lot of people davening there. A lot of people davening creates kedusha in the mokum. Says the Sfas Emes, not only can a large number of people who are davening create kedusha, add kedusha to the place, similarly, ribui tefillos, a large number of tefillos in one mokum, in one place, can also add kedusha to that mokum. So Remela, just like there's a mitzvah to go to the chatkila, one should go and try and daven in shul, it's a mokum kodesh, therefore there's a mile in the tefillah davening in a mokum kodesh. Similarly, in one's home, one could also create a mokum kodesh. If you always daven in the same spot in your house, so you have ribut tefillos in that place, you've now created an extra kedusha in that place, and then you have now a similar mila to have with davening in shul, you now have, by davening in that corner of the house, you have the extra kedusha of the ribut tefillos in that corner of the house. And so he explains that Avraham Avinu, we learned this out from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went back to daven in the same place that he davened before Sodom, because since he already davened there once, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that place already had a certain amount of Kedusha. So Vayashkim Lamokim Ahu, he went back to the same place, the second tefillah should have the mila of the extra Kedusha he had the first time. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah brings the Yerushalmi, which says, Mefurish, you have to be Kaveh Mokim Bevesoi. We'll come back to Yerushalmi Mitzvah Shem later. The Rosh had a different opinion. The Rosh says, about to be talking about being kaveh mokum in a shul. It says the Rosh Mefurish, it's not sufficient that one davens in the same shul every day. Now, you have a town with more than one shul. It's not sufficient just to daven in the same shul every day. But even in that shul itself, you have to daven in a specific place. That's the halacha which everybody understands. That's the halacha which people are familiar with. To daven to fix a certain place in the shul. And interestingly enough, the Rosh also brings a ra'ah from Yerushalmi. And again, the Rosh doesn't explain to us what is specific, what's the mila of the advantage of davening in one specific place in the shul. But we do have a Me'iri. The Me'iri also goes along with the same opinion of the Rosh, that one has to daven in the same specific spot in the shul. And the Me'iri tells us, Mefurish, that the advantage of davening in the same place is it helps with akavana. If you daven in the same spot every day, l'chor, it means that it'll be easy for us to concentrate. We don't have external, more distractions. You daven in every place, you daven every day, you daven in a different place, l'chor, you can have different distractions, it'll stop your kavana. If you daven in the same place every day, it's easier for one to concentrate. It's a mile in kavana. That's the opinion of the Rosh. And in fact, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch go on with Paskin like the Rosh. There is another svara which I saw in the Achronim. There is a pirish on the Ein Yaakov. Some of the Ein Yaakovs have a mepharshim at the bottom. There's one pirish there from the Rif. Now this Rif is not the Rif we have at the back of the Gemaras. This Rif is an Achron. But Akapon, he says an interesting svara. He says that we know a person's tefillah should be b'loshen tachanunim. He should be coming to ask and beg from the Rebbe Yishalayim. Somebody who davens every day, haphazardly, wherever it's convenient for him, it seems like it's just like he's just trying to patter himself in the tefillah. He doesn't give the extra chashivos of tefillah that he wants to beg and ask for the Rebbeinu Shalom for his needs. It's just like he has a chiyuv to do, he just wants to get rid of it, patter himself. So any convenient place, maybe one day here, one day there, whatever's more convenient, he'll go and daven over there. Somebody davens in the same spot every day, that shows he's not just trying to patter himself of his chiyuv, just trying to fulfill his chiyuv quickly, as easy as possible. No, he takes a chashivat, he takes a pride in it, he prepared to spend time to actually find the right place and sit down with concentration and daven carefully. That's a Torah which is brought down by the Rif, and I think other Achronim as well. So far we've had two opinions. Either one has to be Kaber Mokum in his house, or one has to be Kaber a specific place in the shul. And as we've had three different svaras, what is the mila of being Kaber Mokum Netfila? There are, it would seem, a number of rayas that there is a fourth explanation to understand the advantage of davening being Kaber Mokum. Of course, there are three rayas. Firstly, very interesting, there is an opinion of the Nemuchi Yosef. Nemuchi Yosef is not printed at the back of the Gemara Brachas. There's a separate sefer being printed recently with the Pirush of the Nemuchi Yosef on Brachas. And also in the Frankel Rambams, he brings a Pirush of Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach brings an opinion of the Chachmei HaTzafatim, which Lechu is Bali Tosfos, but not a Tosfos which we have. They say as follows, that if you daven in a certain shul, you don't need to be kaver a certain place in that shul. But if that town has two shuls, you have to be kaver one specific shul. You have to daven in the same shul every day. But where you sit in that shul, it doesn't matter. A kaver mokum tefillah just means you daven in the same shul. Whereabouts in the shul doesn't bother us. So, obviously, he's not learning like Rabbeinu Yoyla. He's talking anyway about davening in shul. So the extra kedusha we have with Mokum Tefillah, we have already. Kavona, it's not so clear to me that he's going with the mahalach of the explanation of Kavona. It's the shul in Alexandria, which is... So that's that I mentioned earlier, that could be the Tzorech Mitzvah. The Tzorech Mitzvah is perfectly mutter to daven somewhere else. And going to Kiddush, being the Sameach, somebody else being the Shabbat, somebody else is Simcha, that's a mitzvah. Same thing. Being the Shabbat in the Vismila is also, all these things, Lechor, I'm not a Pesach, ask your Rav, but Lechor, these things are Tzorech Mitzvah, and it'll be perfectly mutter to daven somewhere else. So, as I said, the shul in Alexandria in Mitzrayim, it was huge. One day you daven this side, one day you daven the other side. I think the distractions there could be completely different. Each place had a different type of people davening on each side of the shul. I think that's not going to help your kavana, the fact that it happens to be the same shul. And so it's not going with Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not going with the idea of kavana. The Chora, we have to find another explanation in the Nemuchi Yosef and the Chachmei Tzafatim. More specifically, there's two Magen Avrahams, which will definitely show us that there's a third, a different mahalach. One Magen Avraham says as follows. We know, it says you should be kaver mokum. The Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Rosh, you have to be kaver a specific place in the shul. Says the Magen Avraham, how close by do you have to be? Do you have to measure it with a ruler? Says the Magen Avraham, within Dalet Amos is good enough. As long as you're within Dalet Amos of your mokum kavur, that's called your daven and your mokum kavur. It's impossible to be exact, so the share is Dalet Amos. So, Luchura, if the idea is Kavana, that if a person davens in the same place, it's easy for him to concentrate, the share of Dalet Amos is a share we find in Halacha. When the Halacha, Dalet Amos is halachically considered one place. If we're discussing over here Kavana, Luchura, it's not tolu on what halachically is considered one place. It would seem it should be dependent on where a person can concentrate. As long as he's nearby, if it's 4 amas or 4.5 amas, even if halachically it might not be exactly the same place, but the concentration shouldn't make a difference if it's 4 amas or 4.5 amas. As long as it's considered the same area, why specifically 4 amas? The Magen Avraham tells us it's 4 amas because it's impossible to be exact. Now the Betzim, it would be that nice to be exact, but it's impossible to be exact. We give you the shear of 4 amas, which halachically is considered the same place. If it all depends on your kavana, the choreo wouldn't make a difference if it's exactly 4 amas, a bit less, a bit more. As long as it's a place which is the same area, that should be specific. There's another Magen Avraham. This is brought down in Simon Sadik in Aruch Chaim. The Mogen Avraham says that what happens? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, we have to be Mokum in a specific place in the shul. Says Mogen Avraham, somebody who occasionally, he's Kaveh Mokum in the shul, but occasionally it happens, has a person has to daven at home as well. So maybe a person should also be Kaveh Mokum in his house. Says the Mogen Avraham something very, very interesting. He says, yes, even in your house, you should also be Kaveh Mokum. And he gives a reason why. He says, in order the people, the Bnei Besoy, the household members, other household members, shouldn't disturb you davening. So, this idea of the Mogen Avraham, that you should be set aside to play a corner of your house, in order that the household members shouldn't disturb you, is a new reason altogether. It's not the reason of Kavana, it's not the reason of the Rabbein Yoni of the Sas Emes, of Kedushas HaMokum. It's a completely different reason. So, why? Why is he bringing a new reason over here? What's wrong with the reason of Kavana, or the reason of Kedushas HaMokum? Why do you have to come up with a new reason that Bnei Beis shouldn't disturb you? You should say, even if it's when you're... Sorry?
Do not disturb. It's the same as Kavana. It's the same thing. Kedushas, something else like that. But
they
do not disturb.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
Should be the same as Kavana. You know,
the people. No. Even if nobody's disturbing you, but the fact is a different. But he says specifically, the Bnei Beisu shouldn't disturb you. Bnei Beisu, that's Kavana. Why do you have to say anything?
If the idea of Kavana is the people shouldn't,
Mogen Avraham wouldn't have to tell us anything. He should just tell us, just like in shul be kaveh mokum, similarly in your house be kaveh mokum. He doesn't have to give us a new reason. He doesn't have to tell us a reason. We know the reason already. The same reason as in shul.
Is he saying that the place that you have to set aside is an enclosed place where people can't
disturb
you?
He doesn't say before.
So the Mainafkum in where you stand, you'll get disturbed wherever you are in the house.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so...
He must be suggesting that you have to have a separate room or a cubicle or something.
Yeah, okay, right. No? Right. But obviously this is something, a new idea which has not been mentioned previously.
Yeah.
So these three places would bring us to the conclusion, perhaps there's another reason why of the importance of being Kaveh Mokum. The Tor in Siman Tzadik Ches brings down some very, very interesting halachas. He says, as we know that a tefillah is b'mokum korban, he brings a whole list of halachas of tefillah which are similar, which remind us of korbanos. Specifically, the kavana, just like the kavana, a machshava hapiseles. Somebody has the wrong kavana when they makriv a korban, that can pass on the korban. Similarly, says the Torah, in man's tefillah, a machshava, somebody has a different machshava, that's a chesaron in the tefillah, and it shouldn't be a chatzitza, just like in kavanas there's no chatzitza, and it should be kaveh mokum, just like kavanas you are kaveh mokum. Each korban has its specific place. Oilus in the Tzofen, Shlomim anywhere. Each korban has a specific place on the Mizbeach where you sprinkle the blood. Each korban has its specific mokum. Similarly, Tfilah, there's an Inyan to be Kaveh mokum. So, there seems to be a machloka between the Bach and the Beis Yosef. What is the Pshat in this Torah? One of the halachas the Torah brings down is there shouldn't be a chatzitza between you and the floor. There shouldn't be anything choited between the person's feet and the floor. Just like when the Kohenim doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be standing straight on the floor without any chatzitza. Similarly, in Tefillah, there should not be any chatzitza. So the Beis Yosef has a great difficulty trying to understand this. He says, I've never found any place in Tefillah, I've never found any Gemara telling us that by Tefillah, there shouldn't be a chatzitza. I don't know where the Torah is coming from. I've never heard this before. Says the Bach, you got it all wrong. You're right. You're right. There's no such command.
With the Kohenim, the chatzitza might be in the socks. That's why they have to be barefoot. We don't have to daven in our...
Yeah. Okay. So he's not telling people to take the shoes and socks off when they daven.
No.
So the Bach says you're right. There's no such command. But that's not what the Torah is coming to tell us. The Torah is coming to tell us like this. Avad is not a halacha which is ma'akiv in tefillah. There's no halacha in tefillah you shouldn't have a chatzitza. The Torah is coming to tell us like this. That we want you to, when you're davening, we want you to have a machshava and you to think and realize and appreciate your tefillah is b'makom korban. So the more it can be similar to kavanas, the better. Now, about this, not halacha, which is ma'akiv, but anything more you can do to make it similar to kavanas, that will help you concentrate and appreciate the idea that your tefillah is b'makom korban. But about this, not halacha, a specific halacha in tefillah. It's just an idea to increase the possibility of one's kavanah, that one should appreciate that it's doima to kavanahs. The Beis Yosef obviously was not happy with this pshat of the Bach. The Beis Yosef asked the kasha. He said, I don't know where the Torah is coming from. There's no such halacha in tefillah that there shouldn't be a chatzitza. So it would appear the Beis Yosef understood the Torah kipshutai. The Torah is telling us, all these lists of 10 halachas, you can look it up later, we haven't got time to discuss it now, and Simon Tzadik Chesim, the Torah, beautiful Torah. All these 10 halachas that the Torah is bringing down, these are halachas which are ma'akim in tefillah, and they are learned out from kavanas. So the Torah is telling us that the kviyas mokum, the reason why we should be kviyas mokum in tefillah, is because it's doyma the carbon. Just like each carbon had its specific place, similarly, tefillah needs, each tefillah should have a specific place. That would appear to be that the explanation of the Beis Yosef in the Torah that the maila, the advantage of doubling in the same place is now it's doimer to kabonis. Now, why in fact was kabonis each carbon in the same place? So there's a maral, a very interesting maral. The maral explains that the idea of kabonis is one should be miskar, one should draw near and be close to the Ribono Shel Olam. The carbon is a lashon of kiruv, to draw near. One wants to establish and create a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and the day drawing near to the Ribono Shel Olam, the notion of Kirov, says the Maharal that the only way one can create a relationship, a closeness with anybody, is if it's something which is reliable. Reliable, you know where the person is, but you can rely on the person. It has to be something continuous in a specific place and time. And there's a mokum, and the mokum kavua has to be kavias. So the maral, in order to create this relationship, there has to be a kavias. There has to be something fixed and solid about it and reliable. So that's why each carbon has its own specific place. Because each carbon is trying to create a certain type of relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. The way to do that is with a kavias, with a something fixed, something reliable. And that can only come on the day kavias mokum. So similarly, tefillah is also coming to create a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, to draw near, to be miskar to the Ribono Shel Olam. So similarly, that can only be done on something which is reliable and fixed and kavua. That's the idea of being kaver and mokum the tefillah, because we're now creating a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, which has to be done on the day something which has kavias. Now it would appear to be the idea of the explanation of the Beis Yosef in the Torah, and that I think is how the Magen Avraham also learned. If you understand this mahalach, then it's very, very simple. Firstly, this mokum which one person has created is a halakhic place. It has the halakhic dimensions. This is the mokum of my tefillah. Has the halakhic dimensions, which is Dalai Damas. So, says the Magen Avraham, we have now created a mokum tefillah. This mokum tefillah doesn't have to be exact to the millimeter. That the mokum is a mokum in halakha of Dalai Damas. Similarly, if one has been kaver mokum in the shul, so now, his mokum tefillah, his mokum of creating this relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is in shul. Once a week he davens at home. It doesn't help him now to create a new mokum tefillah in his house. If he tries to create a new mokum tefillah in his house, that's only going to take away from his mokum tefillah in the shul. And no, more regularly he davens in shul. He doesn't want to create a second mokum tefillah. The field with what we've said now, you can't have two places of tefillah. Your place of tefillah is in the shul. You can't have it in the shul and at home. Says the Magen Avraham, you're 100% right, but nevertheless, there's still a reason, another reason, to be kaver mokum in your house, in order that people know this is the place you daven, and they won't disturb you. They know this is your place for davening. But it's not the real, it's not the main reason for kaveras mokum. And similarly, we can understand in the Mukhi Yosef, in the Chachmei Tzafatim, they say, if in one town there are two shuls, obviously they are of the opinion that mokum tefillah doesn't have to be a dala damas. Any shul, as long as I'm kaver, this shul is the mokum for I'm going to daven to the Ribono Shel Olam. As I say, the tzofin of the Beis HaMikdash was also quite big. The Azara was huge. And that's also called the mokum for that korban. So the Mukiyot and Chachamim Tzafatim say one shul is also is sufficient to be considered my kviyas mokum. So where would you be? Again, the Maharal seems to be saying that there has to be one specific mokum. There's a reliability, and the kviyas, this is my mokum, this is the place where I'm going to be miskarev to the Ribono Shel Olam. So, very briefly, we're coming drawing now to the end. The very, very interesting hafsak of Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down many of the halachas of tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said as follows, that a person can have a different mokum tefillah for each tefillah. You can have one mokum tefillah for Shachris, one for Mincha, one for Maariv. And I spoke to the Mechaber of the main sefer Halicha Shlomo. That's where the Mekor, that's where all these Sforim are bringing this halacha from the sefer Halicha Shlomo, Halicha Shlomo. I spoke to the Mechaber of the sefer, and I asked him, Maihai, what's the pshat? He doesn't give me any explanation, any Mekor for it. So he told me he doesn't know. He said he heard this many, many times from, he's a close Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. He told me he heard it many, many times from Shlomo Zalman. And Shlomo Zalman never told him a pshat. And Shlomo Zalman also said, even on Shabbos also, you could have a different place for Shabbos. And I still considered him a kiryas mokum. So, I don't know for sure what the understanding of Shlomo Zalman was. But I do want to suggest is that the way you said this morning, it makes a lot of sense. If the idea of the kviyas mokum is because now it's similar to a korban, each tefillah is a different tefillah, it's a different korban. Shachris is Tomei Shel Shachris, Mincha was Tomei Shel Bein Ha'Abayim, Maariv was Keneged Devarim with Pedorim, which burnt on the Mizbeach. Each tefillah is a different korban. Now, each korban had a different place. So similarly, each tefillah can also have a different place. One place for Shachris, one place for Mincha, one place for Maariv. And there's no problem whatsoever. If that idea is Kavana or the other explanation we said, L'chura, it would be more difficult to understand why each tefillah can have a different place. If you what we said this morning, it would make a lot of sense. There's one other Nekuda I would like to say. So, what we've suggested this morning is, when we daven, okay, let's go back to the Sfas Emes a minute. The Sfas Emes said, when we daven in a specific mokum, we are now adding Kedusha to that mokum. So, if you think about that for a minute, the idea of kviyas mokum tefillah can really have two. There are two ways to understand it. It could either be that we are trying to create a mokum tefillah. This is my mokum. This now assured is a mokum tefillah. I'm trying to create artificially a mokum tefillah. It's not just the idea that I daven every day in the same place. It's not something to do with the person. I'm davening in the same place. This is to do with the actual place itself. I'm creating a mokum tefillah. The Yerushalmi, which Rabbeinu Yonah brought, which we'll go back to now, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Listen very carefully, a fascinating lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Chayev Adam likvoya mokoyim litfilosoi bevesoi lehispalem. So, it's Chayev likvoya mokoyim litfilosoi bevesoi lehispalem. Now, lechoya, it's a very strange lashon. If he's telling us you have to be kaver mokum tefilosay, but they say stop there. What do you mean chayv the kaver mokum tefilosay? You're mechuyev to be kaver mokum for your tefillah in your house to daven. He just told us be kaver mokum tefilosay. Why is he repeating this parallel? But the fiyas has emes. It's beautiful. Kaver you chayv the kaver mokum tefilosay. You're mechuyev to create a mokum tefillah. Create a mokum tefillah. Add kedusha to it. Now you've created a mokum tefillah, now you're mechuyev to go and daven in that mokum tefillah. So you're chayav likvoya mokum tefillah, so you're mechuyev to create a mokum tefillah in your house, and now go and lisbalah, go and daven in that mokum tefillah. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeichet, our tefillah should be in skabal v'yotzen, like the kabonis. Thank you very much.